Mr. Spencer insightfully revisits the dust-ups involving Galileo, Darwin and John Scopes, prosecuted in Tennessee in 1925 for teaching evolution. He traces the interaction of the two disciplines in often fascinating detail. Many pioneering scientists lived in times of religious and political strife and found in natural philosophy, as pre-modern science was known, a ministry of reconciliation. Thomas Spratt, Dean of Westminster and biographer of the Royal Society, opined in 1667 that, in their experiments, men may agree or dissent without faction or fierceness. That was not always true, as Isaac Newton's spats with his peers showed. Still, says Mr. Spencer, by supplying an arena for calmer debate that was beyond clerical control, science saved religion from itself. The roll call of scientists who are people of faith runs from Michael Faraday and James Clerk Maxwell to Gregor Mendel and Georges Lemaître, a Belgian priest who, on the basis of mathematical calculations, first proposed that the universe was expanding and therefore had a beginning. In 1933, Lemaître made what, for Mr. Spencer, is a key observation. Neither St. Paul nor Moses had the slightest idea of relativity. The writers of the Bible could see into the question of salvation. On other questions, they were as wise or as ignorant as their generation. In other words, science and religion are not different attempts to do the same thing. Lemaître warned the Pope against drawing any theological conclusions from his work on the cosmos. Mutual hostility has risen in recent decades. Sociobiology now seeks to explain all human life and behaviour, including morality and the mind, in terms of evolution. As well as clinging to a morality derived from Scripture, some religious zealots still reject Darwin's theory altogether. Mr. Spencer thinks it is disciplinary overreach for either side to dismiss the other entirely. Neuroscience stands no more chance of finding morality or the soul in an MRI scan than ethicists or theologians will locate evidence for frontal lobe activity in the Nicomachean Ethics or the Bible. In Rocks of Ages, published in 1999, Stephen Jay Gould, an evolutionary biologist, argued that the tension between science and religion exists only in people's minds, not in the logic or proper utility of these entirely different subjects. He coined the phrase non-overlapping magisteria to describe their relationship. One covers the empirical realm, the other the realm of values. Mr. Spencer does not think the division is quite so clean-cut. Science and religion are partially overlapping magisteria, he thinks. They overlap within us. In other words, humans are complex and should be able to tolerate complexity without declaring war.